from it, and the drive picks up the foul. You know, one of the things that happened in the third quarter, I thought, was getting into the penalty early. I think that could become an issue possibly. Someone's into the bonus early and gets to get a lot of free throws.
Well, it's 1-1 for now. The team fouls. 3 minutes in.
Now, we talked about basketball on this continent, and it's just been fascinating to watch. This season, there were record time 14 African-born players on opening night rosters. NBA games programming reaches fans in all 54 African countries. Basketball development Africa's development efforts across the continent of Africa. It's really fascinating to see, and there's a huge connectivity basketball that we're seeing here, because this is the continent where those players come from. As Josh takes the hit and gets called for the charge as he burrows his shoulder right into the chest of the defender. A little too much. Dini with the dribble handoff. Number 22, to Kyle Seamy, misses the three. Bekish knocks out the ball. Astonis will maintain possession. Diallo gets by. Back out to Diallo. Swing to Goff, who knocks down the three ball. Mamadou has more than come alive.
Well, he had to make up for that mistake.
Boy, he did in a big way, Usher. Oh, and the block without the foul. Number 42, Atiyah Hassan Ahmad. Then back the other way. Jop under the basket with the finish. The three and then the layup. GSP gets some stoppage in action.
Great play there for Astonis.
Well, Astonis has been emotionally tough all game long.
You can see the brotherhood in there, the way they share the passes. They're not shouting at each other when they're under pressure, and they keep telling each other, hey, let's stay focused. Let's get into the game.
Yeah. Speaking of which, this kind of sums it up in terms of data. I mean, look at the steals. We talked about those long arms. When you see that graphic right there, Usher, what sticks out to you?
It is, first of all, the assist, actually, for me, the way they share the ball, and they're able to move around and pass that ball in the paint, outside the three-point arc, until they get that one pass in the basket. But also the skills, like you say, we talked about there, the very wide arm span, and this is actually for all the players on the team.
I want you to speak about the NBA's international basketball and the development strategy, which, as you know, is grassroots to high performance system. Players develop, they can progress from the junior NBA and NBA basketball school to Basketball Without Borders, which started in 2003 down in South Africa. Amadou Gallo Fall was a huge part of that. Kemba Hooney with the NBA, her team handle a lot of the international efforts, and the NBA Academy, which, as you mentioned earlier, is in Senegal. Found on that in terms of what the NBA is doing on this continent and what it means to the continent.
Well, you can see from the under-18 championships for FIBA Africa that took place in Cairo, Egypt last December, and you could see the number of NBA Africa Academy graduates, or actually those that are still taking part, Badji from Senegal, Boubacar, and Mohab Yasser, that I said is going to play right in the next game for Zamalek. You can see the type of game that they have on court, and that their future is very bright, and some of them will actually be drafted into the NBA, I believe.
Well, yeah, I would not argue with you. I remember being at BWB, or Basketball Without Borders, when it started in South Africa, and there was no way that you would have thought that you were looking at future NBA players. But I don't put anything against this continent. We talked about it a moment ago. There's so many African-born players now in the NBA who are having success. And Amadou Gallo Fall, he has a vision for this league, and he wants it to compete with all leagues around the world. And he loves the fact that there's a home now for African-born players where they literally don't have to look elsewhere to play. And these are actually professional players who are being played to do what they're doing and have this amazing basketball season here. As the Kyle, the point guard, number zero for AS Adonis, makes the finish. This main point guard for the national team of Senegal creates another turnover, and then his teammate, number two, Diallo, picks it up and gets a finish at the rim. What are you seeing, Usher? This lead has now expanded to 12 points by AS Adonis. They have turned the volume up.
And you have to give it up for AS Adonis. Again, defense. Defense is what wins you games, because maybe you would say that everyone can score. But, you know, the steals up front is what is giving them a lot of momentum to go and make those easy baskets with no defense whatsoever, because GSP cannot do much when they lose the ball from up top.
Well, this young man here, Harad, who's had an amazing game, when he went out, some of that momentum stopped with him being back on the floor. Does that change as he gets the finish? Mohamed Harat around the basket.
He needed a break, and Hamdini came in, tried to fix some things in there. But to have Harat and Hamdini on court at the same time is good for GSP.
Throw back out to Akile, and then turnover. Under the front court, GSP to Harat, and then the swing. Number two, Diallo, commits the foul on Becca's knee. But does this transition basketball surprise you that we're seeing from GSP, because they, as you call it, they're a little heavier team? You would think they'd want to play a little more in the half court, but seeing a few fast breaks, does this surprise you at all, Usher?
Not really, but it's also been tough for GSP in the last 1 year, especially with the pandemic, because the Algerian airspace has been closed to so many people, and in fact Algeria missed out on the FIBA AfroBasket qualifiers because they were unable to make it to Kigali, and were replaced by South Sudan, who eventually qualified for the AfroBasket that will be played right here at the Kigali Arena. So I'm not surprised that in the second half of the game they've been struggling to show their style, and really to show who they are and what they are capable of doing. They look fatigued if you look at them.
Okay, so you see a level of fatigue for this team as we go to the timeout.
Right, you can see that, you know, they're punting, they play, the players are, you know, 3 minutes in and they need a break. It's not possible for them to play a consistent 8 minutes at the same level.
Well, speaking of fatigue, we're all going to take a break. We'll be back in a minute.
I see you, DJ O. DJ O giving us some sounds today.
Welcome back to Kigali, Rwanda, Kigali Arena, where AS Gonesse has just extended their lead to 11 points, 84-73, as GSP Melkasimi is at the free throw line for his second attempt. Brings it to within 10, 4:36 to go here in the fourth quarter. As Tony moves the ball, as Akili gets fouled on the straight line drive at the rim. Looked like, to me, Usher, I don't know if you saw that, looked like he got hit in the eye. Somewhere in the face. That's just, to me, Usher, a great example, that play, of how much more physical this league is. Because, I mean, if we're in the Western world, as in the U.S., there's no question in my mind that would at least have been a flagrant one because of that slap across the face. And I don't know that it was intentional, but it certainly was above the line in terms of the level of aggression.
Well, now you know what to expect when you and I go one-on-one.
Well, I'm not doing that. I'm not going to. I wouldn't even embarrass myself like that. Your conditioning level looks much more advanced than mine probably ever would.
Oh, really?
Oh, really.
Are you trying to judge a book by its cover now?
No, I'm trying to say that I'm not stepping into a territory where I have no chance. Number 42, Marat misses the shot in the paint. As players pile on in the scrum for the ball. Oh, wow. Right on that left leg. This is an incredibly aggressive play, Usher.
Very aggressive. It speaks to the energy that both teams want and how important they want this win today. I'm surprised, though, that the AS Gonesse coach, Mamadou Gaye, has not played Louis Adam. Very experienced point guard. Played two Afro baskets for Senegal. Right. A very important player for them.
Number 11, Jop, misses the three ball. Swing. Amdini down the lane. The best player, Harak, for 42 to finish. Gets it to within 10, Usher.
3 minutes is a long time.
Okay, you got 3 minutes and 10 seconds. You think it's a long time to get in into this game, and we have to miss. AS Gonesse, enjoy. This is the three ball. 34, Hamdini misses the three. Looks like we're getting into a bit of a three-point shooting contest by both teams here down the stretch. Ball by Njoy. Check Bamba. The turnover. Number 42, Herat, brings it in the front court. In isolation on the right elbow. Doesn't get the bounce. Asking for the foul. No charge call. Number 34 from GSP, Hamdini, commits the foul.
And that speaks so much to the level at which they should organize their defense as a team, especially when you're playing against a team that can transition real quick like AS Duanes. 10-point gap, back in place.
Back to 11 points. AS Duanes, the team with answers, 87-76 with 2:21 on the clock. Usher, what does GSP have to do to get back in this game? Doesn't seem like they've been able to capitalize on any or some of the errors that have been made. And every time that GSP has responded, AS Duanes has had an answer.
Well, it looks like they've gone back to factory settings now. They're not passing the ball to perhaps Hamdini, who could give them another option. They're just giving the ball to Harat, and it's Harat, Harat, Harat the entire time. They need to find a plan B and plan C when he is unable to score or he has three people playing defense on him.
Yeah, and Coach Mamadou Gaye, he's familiar with success. We talked about it at the Open. Usher, I mean, many, many championships, 98, 07, 11, 14, 2016, 2017, 2018, 19, and possibly 20, but because of the pandemic, there wasn't a season. So Coach Gaye, he just knows how to play winning basketball.
It's interesting that they have a good relationship with Al-Khali, his captain, because the year he joined in 2016, they were able to win the championship. Like you say, he was coach of the year. Al-Khali was also rookie of the year, and Louis Adams was the MVP.
On the turnover, AS Duanes gets. After the timeout, I'm sure coaching staff isn't very excited for GSP after drawing up that play. They certainly weren't looking for to give up a steal or a turnover.
Well, at this point in the game, when you have turnovers like that, it really doesn't help the cause.
Do you have a favorite, by the way? And that ball, so in the West or the NBA, there's something called a clear path foul. The FIBA rules, it's unsportsmanlike conduct, and that's what that call was. So you get a free throw and the ball back out of bounds. Isolation at the elbow missed by Kamara. But retained also. Camera restarts the offense through Diallo, who has it on the wing. Jump. One-on-one. Gets his own rebound after the miss. And the putback. It's 14 points. He's been as impressive as anyone. Reyes Donas. AS Duanes gets the rebound, five, runs some clock, and controls pace. Diallo gets loose at the rim, misses the layup, but gets fouled. Husker, your thoughts with 1:12 to go, up 14, AS Donis in their first game. DAL championship season.
Well, I mean, AS Donis have been consistent through the game. Did not back down even when the game was level. I believe that in the next 1 minute, they have what it takes to register their first victory. It would take magic, actually, for GSP to win this one. Do you believe in magic?
I do believe in magic.
I do not mean Michael Jordan magic, by the way.
But these moments matter because of the way the championship goes with tiebreakers. So the point differential is very important for both teams. Another turnover. What do you think has been behind all of these turnovers?
It's the fatigue for the GSP players.
It is the fatigue, you think? Yeah. Well, five fouls. It's another FIBA rule difference. It's six fouls in the NBA. FIBA rules your fifth foul. You're done for the day. You know, you speak of fatigue. I think something that's important to note is this team, GSP, they had to deal with Ramadan and fasting as they prepared for this season, which was very taxing on their minds and bodies, and obviously they did what they had to do, but that's not easy under these conditions.
If you look at the AS Duanes team as well, most of them, if not all, are actually Muslims. And it has the same impact on them. And I see you're trying to find an excuse for them, huh?
Well, I think you're too smart for me. I think you're too smart for me. Well, obviously it doesn't have the same effect. Maybe it's the same conditions.
What are you saying exactly, LB?
What I'm saying is perhaps the conditions were more challenging that they had to deal with. I'm also saying your response is a good one. It's just a counterpoint to think about. As the game completes, AS Donis of Senegal wins the second game of the BAL.
90. What an exciting, exciting, exciting game brought to us straight from Kigali. AS Duanes, 94, GSP, 96. Man, that game opened up so much more after halftime. Prince.
Absolutely, what a super entertaining match. AS Duanes of Senegal recording the first victory of the tournament. They played really well. And they were quite a technically gifted team. They shared the ball pretty well. And their pinpoint shooting was just outstanding. You know, they had quite some turnovers which they're going to have to work on, especially moving forward. But, you know, I would say Ekon is happy tonight.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. I really didn't think that the Algerian side wasn't going to come back and, you know, try to make some changes, try to make some tweaks, change their game plan up a little bit. They should have been in it a little bit more. From my take, I feel like Mohamed Harat, number 42 on GSP, had 28 points. Man, he really, really tried to will his team, but the times where he went out and it seemed like the game kind of got away from them as soon as he was out of the game. But AS Duanes, kudos to them. They had four players in double digits, you know, led by Mamadou Lamine Diop. with 18 points, 9 rebounds, 4 steals, 2 blocks, an amazing game all around for him. Mamadou Faye was the guy who kickstarted them in the first half, and he finished off with 15 points. So it was an amazing, just collaborative effort from the entire team. 10 out of the 12 players had points and got really involved.
Absolutely, absolutely. I really enjoyed, I gotta give it up actually to, you know, these guys, the Algerian team, because it seemed like they were heavy. They were really struggling to, you know, catch up and stuff. But at some point in the game, it seemed like they're actually gonna win the game. I was like holding on to my seat. I'm like, all right, maybe something is gonna happen. But I would say, yeah, moving on forward, they need to win their next game for them to get back to the tournament. Otherwise, they're going to be out of this tournament. But, you know, we'll wait and see what happens next. But I would say, what a fantastic win, especially for the Senegalese side. And, of course, they're the second team to record victory in this tournament. Yesterday, we saw the home side, the Patriots, actually make the most of their home ground advantage and defy all odds. To beat the Nigerian Rivers Coopers, it is 3-60. And we'll wait and see, because coming up next, there's also a big match.
What is your take on the match coming up next?
Zamalek against Maputo. That's going to be one and a biter. Because both teams are good. I think Zamalek is going to be depending on their Louisville main basketball forward, Anas Mahmoud, who is actually participating in this tournament. He's 7 foot, he's 215-pound big man, and, you know, he made the 13-man roster for Zamalek. And, you know, from 2014 to 2018, the Cairo native actually made 41 starts and 119 appearances for Louisville. And, you know, in his senior season, he actually averaged 6.8 points, 5 rebounds in 22 starts. And all 36 games for the Cardinals. So it's going to be really crucial as far as that particular match is concerned. But, you know, Maputo's side is also a team that, you know, is no pushover. So we'll wait and see how that goes. But my money is going to be on Zamalek, although you never know what's going to happen. You know?
That is absolutely correct. You never know what happens in any of these games. As we see today as well, you know, the game was relatively close. But yeah, just like that, you know, a team catches momentum, you know, swings the ball around a little bit more. I'm seeing the AS Duanes team had 23 assists to the 16 assists by GSP, 11 steals to their 8. And the three-point shooting was crucial in this game. 12 for 27 for the AS Duanes team. And 5 for 18 for the GSP team. And that's really what it boils down to in this type of era, with the what we like to call the Steph Curry era in today's day. You know, the three-point game is so crucial.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yes, I know time is actually not on our side, but remember, VOA is the radio broadcast partner of the league, a partnership with the NBA and FIBA, and particularly you can also be able to track the tournament in Bambara, French, Kenya, Rwanda, Portuguese, and Wolof, VOA Africa, VOAnews.com, VOA Twitter, and Facebook accounts, all right?
Awesome, awesome. And thank you again, listeners, for listening to this special VOA coverage of Basketball Africa League. This is Mukbil Yabro, my co-host Prince Nesta, and a special shout-out to Sheck Diero, who was on with us for halftime. And we will be back for more coverage for the next games.
See you soon.
There is VOA Africa special coverage of the historical NBA Basketball African League Championship games in Rwanda.